today at the Glendale Media Center. We're going to listen to all the PIOs from the different cities. We're talking about security at the Super Bowl. This is Ed Sharp, KKT-TV, Glendale, Arizona.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Glendale, Arizona. We're so happy to have you here. I think for a lot of you, this may be your first time in our new facility. This is the new City of Glendale Channel 11 Studios. And in case you're wondering, yes, many of your stations are booked to be here during the Super Bowl for live shots. If you have any questions about the surrounding areas, the Westgate City Center, the stadium, or anything event-specific related, I will be here afterwards to answer your questions. But we really just wanted to offer you our warmest welcome and thank you for coming out and taking the time to hear what we have to say today.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer did a lot of work setting this up today, the City of Glendale, of course, hosting. And I am Sergeant Andy Hill of the Phoenix Police Department. I'm going to do my best to moderate today and try and get the right people up here to answer the questions that you have and to give you information that we want to get out to the public as we approach the series of events that surround the Super Bowl. Most importantly, I just want to make sure that you know that we are seeking your input after today's briefing. If you have any questions that you don't think are getting answered or some suggestions for us in the next two briefings, that you make sure you email me, please, so that we can do the best we can to serve you and the public. The second briefing will be scheduled for the 24th of January, and that'll be at the State Department of Health lab at 17th Avenue Adams. And the third briefing will also be at the State Department of Health lab at 17th Avenue and Adams. So please, again, give us your input as we move through this process. Feel free to ask any of the questions today that you have. The way we'll work it today is I'm going to bring one person or two people at a time up from a different agency. They will address some of the specific issues related to the specific event that's in their jurisdiction. We will begin with the City of Glendale, and we'll move on to issues surrounding security and the unified command structure. And those will be answered by Commander Michael Rose of the Department of Public Safety. And then we'll move to some of the other cities and some of the input that they'll have, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe. If you have any questions at the end, it'll be an open question and answer period that I'll moderate. It's much different here in the Valley for the Super Bowl than many past Super Bowls because there are many communities involved helping the City of Glendale here. They are the prime hosting city, obviously, for the Super Bowl, but many other agencies, other localities are involved rather than just one city. And the Valley is very experienced at having task forces and having different agencies working together. Here we have just a huge amount of agencies involving federal, state, county, local, other civilian agencies, state agencies that work together with all of the other groups. So it's been a very interesting experience. However, we are different in our regional work groups from the NFL itself and from the Super Bowl host committee. They are separate entities and conducting a lot of their own briefings and press conferences that pertain to the things that they are at. We are primarily focused on public safety and issues surrounding those things that are involve safety for our communities. So the first folks I'll bring up, Sergeant Jim Toomey of the Glendale Police Department, and Deputy Fire Chief Chuck Montgomery from the Glendale Fire Department.
Thanks, Andy. I'm Sergeant Jim Toomey. My last name is spelled T-O-O-M as in Michael, E-Y. And Chuck, would you explain?
Chuck Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y.
Good morning and thank you all for coming. I'm real happy to be here today. Quick housekeeping issue. In the week leading up to the Super Bowl, we are going to have several police PIOs that you may need to know about. I'm the primary public information officer for the Glendale Police Department. You may also get responses back from Officer Matt Barnett, more or less working day shift, myself working swing shift, and the former PIO, Sergeant Jackie Cole, will be covering overnights so that hopefully Matt and I can get some rest. You probably all have our pager number, but it's 602-590-5733. We've established a new email address that goes directly to the PIOs. It is police_PIO@glendaleaz.com. So feel free to send us an email and we already know your question when we call you back. Thank you for that. Now, as many of you know, the City of Glendale has been preparing for the Super Bowl for several years now. A delegation of one type or another has gone to the last five Super Bowls, and people from the police department have gone to the last three. I'm proud to represent not only the Glendale Police Department, but all the city employees who have worked long hours to make this Super Bowl a safe, seamless, and fun event. I have lived in Glendale since 1978 and went to high school here, so I have witnessed firsthand the transformation of our little community into a destination for travelers from all over the world. We have a responsibility to all the people who come and visit here to make sure that their safety is ensured, and we don't take that responsibility lightly. When people come here, we would like them to have a great time and have a lot of fun, but we also ask that they do so responsibly. As you can see from the planning that's taken place, and as you probably know, we could not possibly do this on our own. The City of Glendale Police Department has 425 authorized officers, and currently we have 395 of those positions filled. More officers than that are going to work the game itself, and we still have to take care of providing for regular police service. So we couldn't possibly do this without the partnership of the other law enforcement agencies in the state. They come from city, county, state, and federal levels, and Commander Mike Oros will talk in great detail about that when he takes his turn. We want to, before I move on, explicitly thank all of our partners for their assistance in helping us to make this a successful event. For Glendale, the security preparations have been numerous and have been focused in three primary areas. First of all, we had to ensure the physical protection of the site and to take care of crowd control and the safety of people when the events begin. Secondly, there's traffic management. There are only three or four ways into the footprint here. Loop 101 is going to be heavily taxed, as are Glendale Avenues, Glendale and Bethany Home Road, and 91st Avenue. Lastly, we had to make contingency plans. While we do not expect any unfortunate security events, we are prepared for them should they occur. A certain number of the officers dedicated to this will be held in reserve so that they can deal with anything that may arise. Our first order of business, planning for the Super Bowl, was to make sure that our everyday city services would continue without interruption. That includes, but is not limited to, patrol officers responding to calls, detectives to investigate crimes, communications personnel, detention, property, and so forth. In fact, our patrol levels during the week of the Super Bowl will be higher than normal, as we anticipate a higher than normal level of calls for service. And the way we accomplished that was to lengthen certain patrol shifts. In short, all of our employees are going to work. Days off and vacations were suspended for the week of the Super Bowl, and the patrol officers are going to work 12 hours on and 12 hours off, and this frees up about half of our employees so that they can work the events. Even that was not sufficient, and as I mentioned, we're depending on a lot of our law enforcement partners to make up the rest of the assets we need to manage the event. Although we're not really willing to discuss the specifics of our security plan, I'll tell you that several hundred Glendale officers will be patrolling the streets of Glendale and the footprint of the stadium area throughout the week of the events of the event of the game and on game day itself. Our preparations exceed the NFL's best practices and make use of what we've learned from our visits to the Super Bowls leading up to this one. Traffic planning has also been a priority for the city of Glendale. It is expected that more than 150,000 people will come to the Valley from somewhere else. Many of them will come to Glendale for the NFL experience, the Pepsi concert series, and the game itself. And probably more than 200,000 visitors and residents will take part in the NFL experience. And this will not only have a great economic impact on the Valley, but it will bring a lot of cars in one specific area during the course of a couple of days. We know that traffic is the first thing that people will see and the last thing they will remember. So keeping this traffic plan safe and coordinated is very important. On game day alone, we're planning for more than 18,000 cars, 1,600 limousines, and approximately 1,000 buses. We've worked closely with the NFL to implement their transportation plan. Representatives from the NFL have been here many times over the preceding year, watched us conduct Cardinal games and given us input as to how we can best manage this greater than we're used to traffic events. The city's created a simple plan that we hope anyone coming down here will follow, and it is as simple as ready, set, go. Make sure you're ready. We want people to plan ahead and have the information they need so that they don't come down here wondering what it is that they're supposed to do. Know your route and make sure your ticket information and parking pass arrangements have all been made before you try to come down here. Because if you get here and need to do all those things, it will be too late. Parking passes must be purchased in advance at www.clickandpark.com or by calling 1-866-330-PARK. This information is included in your handout. Ready, set. Set your computer to glendalesgotgame.com. Here you'll find all the latest traffic and transportation information. Maps have been posted on this site. It will give you a day-to-day look at available parking, road closures, and so forth. It's important to note that the road closures and the availability of parking change from day to day. NFL Experience starts on Saturday and Sunday before game weekend, but it goes dark for Monday and Tuesday, then it starts up again on Wednesday, and so forth. So where to park, which roads will be closed, changes on a day-to-day basis, and it hits its nexus, of course, on Super Bowl Sunday. So check. Whenever it is you're coming down, we recommend that people check on this website to find out that day's specific arrangements. And then go. Plan early. Give yourself plenty of time to get here and get parked, and call 511 for traffic updates while you're on your way to the stadium. The traffic restrictions in general that you will find on a regular basis involve Maryland Avenue between 91st Avenue and 95th Avenue and 95th Avenue from Bethany to Glendale. You will also find information in your handouts about road closures in the historic downtown Glendale area relating to the Glendale Chocolate Affair, which will take place on February 1st and Saturday, February 2nd. In closing, I'd like to reiterate how excited we are to welcome everyone to Glendale. And Chuck, do you have any comments, please?
Good morning. We're excited to have the Super Bowl coming to town, as the police department and the rest of the city employees of Glendale. We're prepared to handle medical and fire emergencies throughout the city. Our services will be unaffected during the week of the Super Bowl, where our stations are fully staffed and our folks are, as Jim mentioned, all of their vacation and time off has been suspended throughout this event. The access to emergency services, both fire and paramedic services, will be through the normal routes through the 911 system. So we ask the guests that come to Glendale, as well as the residents, to stay safe, keep themselves healthy and hydrated throughout the week, and of course call 911 if they need assistance from the fire department. We're happy to work with our regional agencies and partners that have contributed a great deal to this event to make it successful. And as our day-to-day operations, this is a regional effort, and regional response will take place. So thank you.
Anybody have any specific questions for Glendale they want to ask now, or you want to wait for the open time? You do just chime in. Hey, Tom Mangan, do you have that prop for me by any chance? Tom, there? You have the prop?
What's that?
You have that prop?
No, didn't make it in.
Okay, thanks anyway. Maybe next time. And everybody, Commander Jeff Hall said with Phoenix PD, just wanted me to make sure I mentioned he's here. Okay. Before we get next, I just want to really take a moment to specifically thank Commander Mike Oros of DPS. He's helped me out tremendously these last few weeks as a lot of the security questions have come up. He's been involved in this process longer than I have. He's got a tremendous amount of knowledge. He's part of the committee that's been planning this for a long time. And so Commander Mike Oros of the Department of Public Safety.
Morning, everybody. I just want to kind of talk about the unique planning process that the public safety agencies in Arizona have created for the Super Bowl. Last year in Miami, Miami-Dade was the primary law enforcement agency that planned for not only the Super Bowl, but the majority of the events that took place were within that agency's jurisdiction. Well, in the Arizona, the Super Bowl is in Glendale. The team hotels are in Phoenix. There's just a multitude of venues and events related to the Super Bowl that go across the whole valley. As a result of that, the NFL wanted one point of contact that they normally deal with when they have negotiations or dealings with public safety. In Arizona, because there's so many different agencies involved, it was those major agencies that got together and says, look, we do not want to have a particular agency that's the lead agency, but they want to have a person that's the point of contact, which is who I am. I am the point of contact between public safety in Arizona and the NFL. And basically, what we've set up is that each agency is responsible for the Super Bowl planning for any of the NFL-related events that are occurring within their jurisdiction, i.e. Glendale has a Super Bowl, Phoenix has the team motel and the media center, and et cetera, those kind of things. So each one is putting their operational plans together for their particular venues. As part of the planning process, what we've done as a group, we've identified three levels of a planning process. One is we've identified what we call an executive steering committee, and that is the decision makers from the agencies that have a venue related to the NFL occurring in their jurisdictions. And they are really the policy setters to help guide the planning process for all the venues across the valley. Then we have the actual planners that are putting the plans together for each of those venues in their jurisdiction. And those planners came from each of those agency that have a venue. Their policy or their agency head decided on who was going to be their lead planner for their agency. And then below that, we have what we call the Public Safety Committee at Large. And that's public health, private sector entities, Department of Emergency Management, everybody else that may have a part of planning for the Super Bowl, but is not directly related to creating plans for a particular venue that's occurring. So that's kind of how we set up the planning process. And in this planning process, Arizona is really unique, because sitting across the table from each other and working together is local agencies, both law enforcement and fire, county agencies, state agencies, tribal agencies, and also our federal partners from across the United States. So again, it's not very often that you see all those different agencies sitting down and working together towards a plan. And that doesn't occur very much outside of Arizona. So we're very proud of how we all work together, all the public agencies are coming together to make this a safe and enjoyable event for all the people that are going to participate. And we also talk about the Super Bowl, but in reality, the Super Bowl is a week long of events that are going to take place from the Saturday before on the 26th all the way through the Super Bowl. There's events that are occurring across the valley. And in reality, I kind of look at it like 4th of July fireworks. The fireworks start on Saturday before, and as they go through, the Super Bowl is really the grand finale. It's the end of the whole events that are taking place across the valley on that Super Bowl week. So, as part of the planning process, we've been planning for this as all those groups together every month since the 2007 BCS game. When it was held here, college championship game in Arizona. That was our first try at working together in this unified effort, and it worked very successfully, and so we're just continuing on with that effort through the Super Bowl. We've been planning or meeting every month. The Executive Steering Committee and the Public Safety Committee at Large have met once every month since February of 2007, and the actual Planning Committee has met twice a month since February of 2000 to come up with the plan. As you can see, it's been a long process in putting this planning process together to make sure that we've tried to cover everything that we could possibly cover and making it an enjoyable event for everybody, and also bring in we know that Arizona is going to be in the limelight for the Super Bowl and all the events. We wanted to make sure that Arizona had its best foot forward when we did the planning process.
And again, I'm going to bring everybody back when we're done with all the statements, and we'll answer individual questions, of course. Just to tell you just a little bit about what Phoenix is doing, you know, we're very happy to be a partner here. And if I can stop for a second, you know, there's four teams left in the Super Bowl. And, of course, none of us have any favorites that we're going to talk about at all. So, you know, there have been so many events over the last years where we really don't get to enjoy it all, but this really is one of those times for me where we really talk about something that's so great and positive for the community and just fun to be a part of. And of course, it does not take away at all from all of the planning for security and keeping the public safe. That's so critical for us. So we're very much a part of it. A couple of things I want to tell you. We have a lot of people from the City of Phoenix Police Department and the City of Phoenix that are involved in the Super Bowl events. And of course, as you know, the main media center downtown at the Civic Plaza and a few other venues that we have. We are very much involved in every aspect of things, trying to do what we can to help Glendale. One of the things I did want to mention to you today is there's been some talk about when the military comes in, particularly the Air Force, and does some flights over the city. We just want people to know out there that this is part of the process. There will be military aircraft, F-16s flying over the valley in the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure you, if not already, have heard about, we'll be hearing about. There are no threats that that proposes. If people see those aircraft flying overhead, please do not call 911. Please don't call the airport communication center emergency numbers. This is part of this process. It's a part of the security and safety process. And we know pretty much everybody knows it, but what we don't want to have is just an overflow of calls that come in. It's just part of the process, and they're here to protect the public. At this point, there's several venues that Phoenix is participating in, and of course, we're very much thankful to be a part of that. The next speaker we're going to have is from the Scottsdale Police Department. The media relations manager is Mike Phillips, and Mike's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in Scottsdale.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Jennifer, for putting together this this briefing event. And just for the record, I'm not affiliated with the Scottsdale Police Department. I'm a civilian, and I work in the communications department at the City of Scottsdale. You've heard previously, and you're going to hear some more of, this is a very complicated, large-scale event to launch, and it's not a one-day event. It's a it's a multi-year event in the planning of it. But we like to talk about that week. The Super Bowl is going to come to town in Scottsdale. That week actually means a couple of events. It not only means 20 to 30 large-scale Super Bowl parties and events in our community, but also means a golf tournament. The FBR Open takes place from the 28th through February 3rd. We're anticipating, because of the influx of visitors to the Valley due to the Super Bowl, that we're going to see in excess of a half million spectators at the FBR Open this year. As I said, we're in our downtown area. We're expecting approximately 30 public and private events relating to the Super Bowl to take place that week. And we have been working on plans to accommodate those spectators and those crowds for many, many months. What I'd like to do is just give you a brief overview of what some of that planning entails, how people can get around during that week, and enjoy wonderful events and spectacle that's going to be here. In terms of the FBR Open, thanks to the completion of the Loop 101 freeway, access has greatly improved over the past couple of years. This year we've made several spot improvements to local area roads in the area that, again, will improve access and getting around in that area. Scottsdale's intelligent transportation system continues to add cameras. We've now got more than 30 fixed remote cameras that feed real-time images into our transportation management center. We've got four mobile units that we can dispatch to traffic hotspots, and combined with our police officers on the ground, we're going to be able to respond very quickly to changing traffic patterns. And so what that means is for the spectators, for the commuters that are getting around that area, even though we're going to have more than possibly over 150,000 people there on Saturday, we're hoping that the traffic's going to run relatively smoothly. Parking and access maps are available in the press kit that was available downstairs, and you can contact me if you don't have a kit, and we'll get that information to you to get out to the public. Downtown events. Downtown Scottsdale is experiencing a wonderful renaissance of development with shopping, nightlife. We've had 20 businesses open in our downtown core just within the past month, so it's a wonderful time to be in downtown Scottsdale. A lot of energy, and of course the Super Bowl events just bring that much more focus into the area. We've opened several parking structures in the last year to accommodate the development that's taking place. For Super Bowl week, we're planning on the closures of several downtown streets. Not all throughout the week. There's going to be sporadic closures to accommodate crowds. But what we want to do is we want to encourage a pedestrian festival experience for visitors into the downtown area. We've worked with the private sector, and several of the parking lots that are usually open for spring training are going to be open that week, specifically the OLPH and United Methodist Church parking lots, which were in the perimeter of our downtown. And that's kind of been our concept. We've rerouted the downtown trolley line and focused on the parking around the periphery of downtown. So again, we can maintain in the downtown core pedestrian festival feel, while the parking and the transit routes, the trolley routes, kind of bring the periphery of our downtown. Again, to ease the movement of people and make the experience a quality one, a good time for people visiting our downtown core. We know it's going to be challenging. We're expecting possibly a million visitors to Scottsdale during that week. There's also a horse show at Westworld. And so there's going to be a lot of visitors, a lot of activity, a lot of transportation challenges, but we're working to do that. We've postponed construction projects to keep as many lanes open as possible. And we're going to count on you, our media partners, during that week to get the information out about what road closures are taking place, where the best parking is going to be. We're using a lot of tools to communicate our messages. We're working with ADOT and the 511 phone line. We're going to be using our 312 city line for traffic information, and also our 312-3111 line, which is a general information phone line, to talk about events that are taking place that week. We've got a robust website where we'll have a special link from our homepage to Super Bowl events that week. It'll be a good resource for not just our visitors and spectators, but also for the media. You'll get breaking information posted there. Our Transportation Management Center, I mentioned earlier, and our Police Fire Situation Room will be staffed almost 24/7 during that week, staffed as needed to react to any breaking information that's taking place in the community. Our Convention and Visitors Bureau has produced what they call a big week guide with a lot of information about the special events taking place. They've printed 60,000 copies. I think that becomes available today in the local hotel rooms, and there's a copy of that big week guide in the press kit that we handed out earlier. And finally, our CBB and members of our city staff have worked with the hoteliers and the concierges in Scottsdale on what's going to be taking place, where the parking is, where the best transportation routes are, to make sure that the visitors here have a quality experience. And that's the bottom line. It's an exciting time for our community. We're working to ensure visitors and residents have a great time here, and we look forward to partnering with you, the media, to get the information out. Thank you very much.
I know we're giving you a ton of information, and this first press briefing really is just meant to throw a lot of things out there. Obviously, what we'd like you to do, and feel free to do, is in the days ahead, you're getting story ideas from this, just go ahead and contact the PIO for that agency that's involved in that particular venue or that particular event. I'm just coordinating this. I'm not going to be speaking for everybody, obviously, but they're here. And we are represented by a number of agencies here. I just want to kind of recognize some of them. Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is here. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, United States Secret Service, the U.S. Postal Inspectors, City of Phoenix Aviation, Mesa Police Department is here. So I don't want to miss anybody. Peoria, I know Mike Telef is here from the Florida Police Department. Christina's here from the NFL Host Committee. Anybody that I miss? Brian Levin's here. Okay. Our other partners, Maryland County Sheriff's Office, Paul Chagoya's here. So we got a whole bunch of people. I don't want to miss anyone, so let me do that. And again, everybody will be kind of hanging around afterwards if you want to address us individually. I want to bring up now Mike Horn, Sergeant from Tempe Police Department. Mike?
Good morning. Again, Sergeant Mike Horn, last name is spelled H-O-R-N. Tempe is happy to be involved in this event coming up. It's going to bring the worldwide focus here to the Valley of the Sun. We have several events that will be held in Tempe that we have already begun preparing for. We have, of course, we hosted one of the teams out of the Arizona Cardinals training facility in South Tempe. We will be providing security for that facility. We also, I believe you really, received a press release, I believe yesterday, regarding the Super Bowl Saturday night party down at the Tempe Beach Park at Mill and Rio Salado. This is going to be an event headlined by the Counting Crows, the number of entertainment venues there. It's going to be a free event, I repeat, a free event down there. And we're expecting large crowds. There will be some traffic interruptions down there consistent with kind of a 4th of July event down there. But we are looking forward to hosting that. As you know, back in 1996, Tempe had the honor of hosting Super Bowl 30. And we are very pleased to be involved in this process. And what's exciting to see is the cooperation between so many different agencies, organizations, and corporations to really make this event truly successful. And we're happy to be a part of that. If you have any specific questions at Tempe, I'll be back up here shortly and cover that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to bring everybody that spoke back behind the podium area, and then we'll just, as he asks a question, we'll direct it to the right person. Again, we know that all of you are going to be busy in the weeks ahead also, and just like we are, you're giving up time off and that kind of thing. We want to make sure that we help facilitate the stories that you want to do as well. So I think we'll open it up to questions.
What can people expect in the weeks coming up to the Super Bowl, basically? What exactly can they expect if you live, if you head out to one of the events, you're heading out to the game? I know you talked about ready, set, go. I know Officer Toomey was talking about that. But what can somebody expect?
Okay, so I think Sergeant Toomey, you want to address that? It's probably a big game question.
Well, I would say that people need to expect that it's going to be somewhat crowded. One of the challenges for us was that, one of the challenges for us was that the NFL experience, the physical presence of it, took up a lot of the parking out here. So people need to really get a good grasp on what's their route, where are they going to park, do they have a permit to do that, and then how can they get actually down to where the events are taking place. There's a ton of information out there. It would kill a lot of clock for me to go through it all, so I would recommend that people do their research on the internet. If people don't have a computer, there's a phone number that they can also call to get the information. Planning ahead is the key. Thanks.
Yeah, just say just a little bit to that. If you're in downtown Phoenix and wondering about that, the City of Phoenix website has a lot of information on traffic and transportation, and of course the Copper Square, which is a great organization for downtown Phoenix. They have their website. I think it's www.coppersquare.org. Is that correct, Commander Halstead?
Yeah.
.org. And they cover downtown. Anybody else want to add to that?
Jennifer Leor with the City of Glendale. I think, too, what people can expect is visitors that want to have a good time. You know, there's a lot of planning going on from a public safety standpoint, but I think what residents can really be rest assured that the majority of the folks who are coming to Arizona for Super Bowl activities are really here to enjoy themselves. They're coming to enjoy the beautiful weather, their corporate executives, their families, their fans of teams. And I think the community can really help us out by putting their best face forward as well and welcoming these people into our community, as well as helping be the eyes and the ears of our public safety professionals. But we just want to reiterate that this is going to be a great time, not only for those who come, but for everybody that is here in the Valley.
I think I might have forgot to mention the State Department of Health earlier, Michael Murphy, so and they'll be hosting the next two press briefings. Next question. Yes?
And you mentioned there's going to be airports flying over. When can we expect that? On the day of the game or before?
No, the Air Force will be releasing a press release, a number of releases, I believe, and having an Air Assets Day. So we're just kind of all waiting to hear from them as to what they're going to be doing. But I expect that will happen in the next week or two, if you haven't heard already. Yes?
Two things. The expansion of the Air Force thing, is this like a patrol, or is this what they're practicing? Or?
No, the Air Force will answer all that, but typically what they do, because there will be restricted airspace on the day of the game and some restrictions prior to that, they also want to make sure that everybody knows that they're present and that they are working here. So that's pretty much what their focus is. And then they're going to have a lot of information to talk about themselves, and they'll put on an assets day, I believe, within the next couple of weeks.
Take that out of
Luke
Air Force Base.
Go ahead. Do you want to talk about
some
of those?
I just wanted to add. Since the topic of restricted airspace and temporary flight restrictions came up, I'm Julie Rodriguez with Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Just want to assure the public that if you have a flight in or out of Sky Harbor on Super Bowl Sunday that should take off and land as scheduled, the Super Bowl will not affect regular scheduled commercial flight traffic in and out of Sky Harbor. So if you have a flight on Super Bowl Sunday, it won't be impacted by the Super Bowl. There will be temporary flight restrictions around the stadium, but those won't affect regularly scheduled commercial air traffic in and out of Sky Harbor.
Thanks, Julie. Yes?
Can you speak about the flight restrictions?
They'll have to get that from the Air Force. They'll be doing those restrictions. They'll be putting out a press briefing pretty soon.
Okay. Which agency is in charge of the security facilities right around the stadium? Is that Glendale PD?
Right. Mike, you want to speak to those?
Yes. Each venue, whatever jurisdiction is going to be in, that agency is responsible. So if you're talking around the stadium or anywhere in the city, here, it'd be Glendale PD would be the ones that jurisdiction responsible for.
Were there any facilities, security facilities, be it X-ray scanners, fences, anything that had to be refurbished or created or bought specifically for the Super Bowl? Or was the stadium top of the Super Bowl in mind and had
to be secured? You've got to know. We can give them an NFL contact for the stadium information.
First off, we don't want to talk about any of the security measures that we've got in place. Obviously, we don't want to talk about that. So I'd really rather not go into the kind of security measures that are in place. I just want to assure you that we do have additional security measures in place at all the different venues, just for protection of the public and everybody attending.
Can I jump in with one question?
Yeah, just one moment, just so Chris knows. Chris, Christine asked us, has a contact from their NFL security for you for that specific issue. Is that true? You want to give it to him after,
sorry,
Christina?
Yeah, anybody, just come to me. The NFL, just so everybody knows, every Super Bowl they hold a news briefing to talk about stadium security. So it's the Monday of Super Bowl week. Everybody will know about it, be able to talk about it.
So that'll be the 28th of January.
Thank you.
Yes?
Just like I have you all here, how does this compare to the coordination that's taking place this Super Bowl? How does it compare to Super Bowl and Tempe? Did we have the same type of collaboration?
Yes and no. There was a lot of coordinated efforts between multiple agencies back then. Over the last number of years, clearly the Super Bowl has grown even larger. And the level of cooperation, the level of teamwork, I guess, I believe in my experience and those that I've talked to who were involved in Super Bowl 30 back then, this is really unprecedented. And the way that this process is going forward, where it's not necessarily just one city that's taking on the brunt of the work, but rather a regional approach of everybody pitching in together. And several of the people that I have talked with that have been, were actively involved in Super Bowl 30, the other, they all gave the same impression when I was done speaking with them, and that is that what an honor it was to actually be involved in the process. The long hours, the last minute changes, all the different frustrations that come sometimes in putting these types of events together. But they all said to a person that what an honor it truly was to be involved in something like this, and clearly the worldwide focus is on one area, and they had a piece of that. So clearly the cooperation is incredible, and once, Andy, trust me, I hear that once all this is done, just the honor that it was to truly be involved in something like this is pretty amazing. And just to reiterate what was said earlier too, we've had the opportunity to host the Super Bowl and several football championships, and the folks that are coming into town are eager to be here. They're excited to be here. There's going to be some disruptions because there's going to be a lot of people here, but they're excited to come here to visit. Likely where they're coming from, the weather is not near as nice. So they're going to be happy to be here, and it's going to be a there'll be a lot of people here, but it's going to be a positive experience. That's our experience for several years.
Thanks, Mike. And I can only add that, you know, you all that live here understand how well all of the agencies that are here work together and have for so many years. And obviously that helps facilitate whatever has to be done. So it goes very well. And the other thing, of course, is that since 9/11, the world has changed, and we know that. And there are many things that are much more not only cost-intensive, but manpower-intensive for us to do. Yes?
Speaking of manpower, do you have an estimate, say, like on Super Bowl Sunday, how many, you know, around the valley will personnel will be on duty?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, Jim Toomey?
Well,
do you have an idea?
It's in excess of 500, and I prefer not to be any more specific than that. But in excess of 500, and that's for the game. And I think that in the extended venues, the estimates go as high as 1,500 or more.
Yeah, just again to reiterate what some folks have said, we've been planning for over a year for this, so there are every agency that's involved has been addressing that manpower issue, and it's obviously one of the most important issues we address.
Can you talk about the confidence that with the change of 9/11, the eyes of the world upon this valley for that weekend, can you talk about the confidence that's been built in the last year with the planning with the coalition of all the agencies?
Sure. Commander Oros?
If you're talking about our confidence and how well we think we planned for this, I'm very confident. I can tell you that working with all the different agencies for almost a year now, they are very, very comprehensive and very thorough with their planning operations and their operational plans for each of the different venues. And we went over those and looked at them and revised them and looked at them. So I'm very confident that each of the agencies have put together a very comprehensive operational plan for all their different venues.
And you
planned
on everything to go very smoothly?
Yes.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, Glendale hosted the BCS championship game last year and the Guest Bowl just a couple of weeks ago. Are there any lessons learned from those two experiences, or things that you did well and you want to take to the Super Bowl from a security perspective?
Excellent question. We viewed the last two Cardinal seasons and the previous Fiesta Bowls and BCS championships as dry runs for this event that we knew was coming. It is different in many ways, most especially from regular season Cardinal games, is that the vast majority of people coming to the Super Bowl are coming from out of town, whereas Cardinal games tend to attract more of a local crowd. And I mentioned before that the physical presence of the NFL experience on the footprint of the stadium takes up quite a bit of space and presents some challenges for us. What we learned from the BCS games and the Fiesta Bowls was how to deal with the amount of limousines and tour buses and that sort of thing, and how to get them on and off of the property effectively. As far as security goes, we have a plan that we're frankly pretty happy with. It doesn't change a whole lot. Just because it's the Super Bowl, if anything, it's just ramped up a little bit and it just got a little more oomph. Anyone else?
Kind of a general question, Victor, to answer this. Can you talk about the pressure that the Valley, your agency is under, that everybody on Super Bowl Sunday, I think it's something like 1/10 of Zero's population will be watching this game. But also during the week, you've got, all these visitors, all these media, you know, media and stuff like that. You know, preparing for this, the pressure.
Well, I wouldn't want to speak for everybody, but all I can tell you is that all the events that occur really don't compare, in my mind, to when you have a serial criminal or somebody preying upon the people that we serve as far as law enforcement. And we're always talking about now with our fire departments. And they're always with us. So I think what it really is for us, and for me personally, is that it's a great way to express the work, the teamwork, the unified command structure that we've worked for so many years to have here in the Valley. And the way that we all coordinate together is really just a privilege to do that. And obviously, in law enforcement, and I believe in all of public safety, I think the fire guys would agree, just the camaraderie and the working together and serving the public, this type of event is a joyful one. And of course, it's something, any kind of emergency happens, we're prepared for it. that's just a preface if anybody else wants to speak to it. Okay, I think we've about exhausted it. Thank you so much for spending the time here with us today. And obviously, again, we do want your input to try and make these more more open for you and helpful. And we'll see you hopefully on the 24th at 737 and Adams, State Health Department. Thank you.
Well, that's it, folks. You heard it here. A lot to learn, a lot to encounter, but it should be a great time. This is Ed Sharp, KKT-TV, Glendale, Arizona.